Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only did I get to meet EMTs and firemen, but I got to meet state troopers, county sheriffs, and Canisteo Police Department people. Ooh. All at the ranch this weekend.
I was like, what, Wegmans?
It's your Bee Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
So those who may not know, you have a half an acre.
It's a one full
quarter acre. It's of an property. Acre. In the southern tier in Canisteo. Yes. That
out in the woods on a dirt road.
Okay. You got fairy lights hanging and a camper park there.
Okay, they're bistro lights, but thank you.
And there's a road.
There is the dirt road. And I had just turned off the light. So I'm complete darkness in the woods.
No.
Yes. And I hear a crash. And then like 4 seconds later, another crash. And it didn't sound like a car crash. Because usually, like if you've ever heard a car accident, there's glass and there's all kinds of stuff flying. Yeah. This was just like metallic. And So I got up and I grabbed my flashlight. I put my hoodie on. And as I open the door, I hear footsteps running down the dirt road.
Oh my gosh.
Complete darkness, except for a little itty bitty light, which I'm assuming was this person's flashlight on their phone. So I was like, well, that's odd. I did not turn on my flashlight. Person did not see me. So I walk out the front of my RV and I look, and there are headlights on the other side of the road, but they're not next to each other. They're on top of each other.
So
flipped his truck and the truck was laying in the ditch sideways.
And he's running away.
And he's running away.
Oh, no.
And the first thing that went through my mind is somebody is hammered and doesn't want to have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah. And like, where are they going to run to?
Right. Well, that's the other question.
It's not like there's a gas station close by.
This is
they're
miles
in the middle
up,
of nowhere.
Miles up on top of a dirt road and dude's running in the middle of the night. Well, it was 9 o'clock, so it wasn't the middle of the night. But I walk over to the truck. The lights are still on inside. The driver's side window is smashed from where I'm assuming his head hit the driver's side window when he went sideways into the ditch. And he crawled out of the truck to run away.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm like, okay, first thing I thought was he ran to get help. Like maybe he knows somebody down the road. Because why else would you be on that road? You probably know people there. Never came back. So I'm like, well, you can't just leave a truck. So I called 911. I'm like, what? I don't know
you
what to do with
911?
This. I actually found a signal standing in the road. So I called 911.
Oh my God.
And I was like, hey, this truck just crashed. He took out a bunch of mailboxes. Mm. It was bad. It was a bad scene. And so I found out a couple of very important things. Number one, if I ever need emergency care for anything, it's probably going to be a 15-minute wait.
At least.
Before they get there.
Yeah.
Number two, it's really easy to disappear up there because nobody saw the guy running down the road when they came up to respond to the call. And number three, small town gossip between firemen, policemen, EMT. So there was three or four cars that drove by in the moments after they got there. So it's 15, 20 minutes and a couple cars drive by and they're like under the breath, like, oh yeah, that's so-and-so. Yeah, did you hear what happened with them? And they're like spilling all the tea. Oh, did you hear about, that guy over there? And like, they think one of the trucks that rolled by that had three people in the front cab was this guy's relatives.
Oh.
Slow rolling to check it out to see what was really going on. Because
he probably called them.
Yes. Come get me.
Come get me.
Yeah.
He was probably slouched down on the floor or something. They were trying to take him home.
Yeah. He left all his stuff in the truck and took
off.
Nice set of tools in the back.
Oh, they'll find out.
Oh, they already knew who it was. The second they opened the glove box, they knew who it was.
His
name's all over it. The registration, stuff in the truck, and it reeked of booze.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So that would have just sat there.
If I hadn't
called. He was not planning on some city boy coming down with his camper. Living in the woods.
He didn't see me. There's no way he saw me. It was complete dark and he was running full speed.
He had no idea.
No idea that there's some creepy white guy standing over there by the porta potty on the
some
side of the road.
City boy.
The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Today's Coco, Court of Public Opinion.
Yes.
It says, I recently had to borrow some money from my parents to make ends meet. I'm 25. I don't make a lot, but I'm college educated and just started my career as a social worker. Somehow, my grandma found out, and she laid into me about being more responsible with my money. Mm. I can barely make ends meet. And her reaction really caught me off guard. Like, I work hard, Grandma. Cut me some slack. There's a part of me that wants to show her my bills and my paycheck stubs, but at the same time, I feel like it's really none of her business. Should I have another conversation with her or just drop it and move on? 585-252-9233. It is the Court of Public Opinion. We always give our little 2 cents, but in the end, it's open to the court.
Yeah, I would just let that slide.
Really?
If she brings it up again, then maybe I'd, you know, open the app and be like, here's my bills, Grandma. Here's how much I make. But to bring that up again, I don't know. Her heart's probably in the right place.
Right. But I think there might be something that Grandma doesn't understand, which is I have nephews in their 20s. It's really hard for kids to live on what they make right now.
Yeah.
The days of, you know, being a meat cutter at the grocery store that had a retirement fund and able to pay a mortgage. I mean,
my grandpa lived in Fairport.
Yeah.
You know, houses are not cheap in Fairport.
Right.
I bet if I looked up the house that he had when I was a kid, that's probably $500,000 house right now.
Yeah.
And he worked in a factory at a canning factory and had a place in Honey Eye Lake, and grandma stayed home with the kids, and that's how it was.
Yeah. Kmart had a retirement.
Good luck doing that now.
It's near impossible for these kids to be able to, unless they're learning about investing, which is what my nephews have done.
Right.
They've learned how to, their money makes money. But if you're just living paycheck to paycheck, they can't afford it. So I think
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Sitting down with grandma nicely and just kind of explaining,
laying it out.
I know it's none of her business, but I really think she's speaking from a place where she's not actually, she doesn't see the numbers. So yeah. That's what I say. You say something different. What say you? 585-252-9233. Says, I recently had to borrow some money from my parents to make ends meet. Now I'm 25. I don't make a lot, but I am college educated and I'm just started my career as a social worker. Somehow my grandma found out and she laid into me about being more responsible with my money. I can barely make ends meet, and her reaction really caught me off guard. Like, I work hard, Grandma, cut me some slack. There is a part of me that wants to show her my bills and my paycheck stubs. At the same time, I feel like it's really none of her business. Should I have another conversation with her or just drop it and move on? 585-252-9233. And as we requested, Court of Public Opinion is definitely putting in their opinions.
Yeah, there was a bunch of text messages. My grandfather was the same. He didn't understand that things cost more or that you had to pay for TV and phones now. I would just ignore it.
Okay. I said that maybe have a little talk with her, but there's other text messages coming in saying I would have more beef with the parents that told the grandmother. I don't think it's any of grandma's business, which is interesting.
Yep. Another texter says it's absolutely none of her business. You borrowed from your parents, not her.
Mm.
If she brings it up again, just say, I'm handling it, Grandma, and set that boundary.
I'm handling it, Grandma?
I'm handling it, Grandma. I borrowed money. I took care of it. We're good.
Oh, man.
And there was one text. Out of all the texts we got, there was one person that said, I think Grandma might offer some perspective if there's fluff in the budget. While I do agree food and housing today is expensive, I do think many of today's 20-somethings forget that Spotify, Netflix, et cetera, subscriptions, and that Starbucks and DoorDash are part of their daily events. Removing all those from their habits saves an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't think people buy as much Starbucks and Grubhub and all that stuff as
I think they try to.
Some generations think they do.
Yeah, cut back a lot. I mean, I'm a mother of 20-somethings, and they do. They cut back. They are very strategic with their money, and it's still very difficult. And this final one, and I think this is what speaks for the whole court, is drop it. They don't get it.
Oh, did you see it? The little babies were born. The little babies were born. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I did. National Wildlife Refuge. We have excited announced that egg number 2 has hatched. Egg number 1 hatched on Easter. What? Yesterday.
Yes. So these are eagles. and they're out in a nest somewhere in the woods. Oh my God. There's a camera. First of all, how did they get a camera on these things? Because it looks like they're on top of a tree somewhere.
They are. And the camera is on a really shaky branch.
Yeah. Like another tree. Somebody climbed and stuck a camera up there.
But we're being assured that they're going to like get a better camera, something more sturdy. Because you can tell when the wind is blowing, which it is in the spring.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to really be able to see it. But right now, you guys, right now, she's feeding egg number two.
So cute. They're like these little fluffy balls with a black face.
Oh my goodness, no, they're
so cute.
It's so
wild that they end up being full-grown eagles at some point. I do have issues, though. They need to give these things real names.
I agree.
It's like they're clone troopers from Star Wars. So here's the description. It says, IF-1 is feeding INWR-1 even more fish. You can see INWR-2 in the background. What? Where did they come up with these names? We can't just call them Chuck and Fred and, you know.
I know. I don't know why they don't want to name them. Maybe it's a professional thing. Maybe it's like, you know,
you don't want to get too attached?
They're not pets. These are wildlife. These are animals. We're just here visiting.
I still want to follow them.
This is their world and we're just visiting. I still think it would be fine to give them names like Chucky.
Yes.
Susie. First of all, we don't even know male or female. We don't know that. It's not close enough for them to be able to tell that. But yeah, give them a nickname.
So you were obsessed with this a couple weeks ago when they first laid the eggs.
It's so peaceful. I don't know why. And it's so easy. You know how like you doom scroll and you end up realizing how much time you spend online?
Too much.
Same thing, except you don't feel bad about it.
So are there other things you would watch online streaming? Like this is a camera set up watching birds in a nest.
Puppy cams were big for a while. I loved watching.
Puppy cams?
Yeah, it was like just like a litter of...
A pound or something? Or somebody's house?
Somebody's house. And it was just a litter of puppies, and there was a they'd set up this camera.
That's wild.
For YouTube, and you just would tune in anytime. It was 24/7, and, you know, check in with the puppies, watch them for a while.
I got hooked on one. This was during COVID. Right as we were coming out of COVID and the world was kind of opening back up, there was all these streams that started popping up, and one of them was basically the bouncer's eye view of a pub in Ireland.
The bouncers.
So out at the door.
View.
Out at the door, this old Irish road that was cobblestone. There was no cars. It was just people walking.
Okay.
In this obviously really old portion of the city because the buildings looked like some. So it was a bouncer and he would let people in and not let people in. And like if they threw people out, you got to watch all the drama as they were standing. But you couldn't understand most of what they were. They were speaking English, but it was such a thick Irish.
Yeah.
Accent on it that I couldn't understand half what they were, but it was fascinating to watch.
Now I would watch that.
Fascinating. The other thing I think people would watch is pick any chef, even in a local restaurant, and put a camera in the kitchen.
Put a camera on their head?
Maybe the Google glasses.
Google glasses.
The Meta glasses or whatever. Or you have a camera set up in the kitchen just so you could kind of watch what's going on.
And you would watch that.
I wouldn't, but I think a lot of people would.
The whole thing with these cameras, though, the beauty of it, and the draw is that they're on 24/7.
Yes.
So I don't know if a chef would want, I mean.
It's true. Well, the Irish.
I mean?
So the Irish thing that I was watching, what are they, 4 or 5 hours ahead of us?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was watching at 7 o'clock our time, it was already midnight their time. So there was plenty of entertainment going on there because people have been out at the pubs all night.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.